In this bulletin, fires continue to ravage Queensland and New South Wales, calls for politicians to be given a conscience vote on climate change legislation, and a new survey shows Australians believe sporting organisations display better leadership than governments. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has thanked those involved in fighting bushfires in Queensland and New South Wales. Queensland's ongoing bushfire crisis has destroyed 17 homes across the strait, while 67 others are damaged. Police are speaking to two teenagers over a fire that has destroyed at least two homes on the Sunshine Coast. There are about 80 fires burning in Queensland, destroying at least 17 houses. Authorities say it's a miracle more homes have not been lost. Mr. Morrison has paid tribute to those involved in fighting efforts.
We've seen on display the great character and care of Australians when they're facing these sorts of disasters. And I want to thank everybody, all the volunteers who have been out there, all of those who have been out there providing assistance to people working in the evacuation centres or out there supporting the firefighters and indeed the firefighters themselves.
Meanwhile, firefighters are continuing to hold off a major bushfire on the New South Wales north coast. The fire at Shark Creek in the Clarence Valley, just south of Yamba, is one of three major bushfires threatening homes across the state. Three watch and act warnings are in place for fires at Bees Nest near Armidale, Drake near Tenterfield and at Shark Creek. At least nine homes and 34 outbuildings have been destroyed and six homes damaged so far, but crews are yet to fully assess the damage done. Independent MP Zali Steggall is calling for federal politicians to be given a conscience vote on climate change legislation. It comes as a new report from the Australian Institute shows Australians are increasingly worried about the impacts of climate change. Close to 2,000 people took part in the survey, with government population data used to ensure the sample reflected the spread of people across the nation. Ms. Steggall says climate change is not exclusively a left or right wing issue.
People of all political leanings are concerned with this issue. It transcends a political divide. I want to see more MPs stand up from both sides of the political aisle and ask for a conscience vote. This is an issue that should not be stuck to political lines.
Climate and Energy Director at the Australian Institute, Richie Mersian, agrees. He says the report shows Australians want a more ambitious climate policy.
So Australians want more from the government, the federal government. The federal government doesn't even have a climate and energy policy. So first things first, come up with an actual national policy on climate change.
Moving overseas, and US President Donald Trump has defended his decision to not let survivors of Hurricane Dorian enter the US. Several hundred people were ejected from a ferry bound for the US over the weekend because they didn't have US visas. Mr. Trump says the Bahamas has what he's termed a very bad gang member and drug dealers problem. So immigration authorities need to be careful about who they let into the country.
The Bahamas had some tremendous problems with people going to the Bahamas that weren't supposed to be there. I don't want to allow people that weren't supposed to be in the Bahamas to come into the United States, including some very bad people and some very bad gang members and some very, very bad drug dealers.
A new report is predicting an extra 1,300 suicide deaths a year will occur by 2030 if current rates continue. The Suicide Prevention Australia report warns 3,800 people are on track to die by suicide by 2030. On average, six men and two women end their own lives in Australia every day. If you or someone you know would like help, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36. A new survey shows Australians think sporting organisations display better leadership than government, religious and business organisations. Swinburne University's Australian Leadership Index shows almost 32% of people believe sporting organisations demonstrate leadership to a fairly large or extremely large extent. The number is significantly higher than national businesses and the federal government at 24 and 23.5% respectively. Netball and AFL were ranked highest, while Rugby League and Rugby Union were ranked the lowest. Let's take a look at the weather for tomorrow. Partly cloudy in Perth and 23. Fine weather in Adelaide and 22. Much the same for Melbourne, 20. Sunny also for Hobart and 20. Sunny in Canberra as well, 19. 19 degrees in Wollongong as well and sunny. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 20. Partly cloudy in Brisbane and 23. Much the same for Cairns, 27. And fine weather in the top end, 33 for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.